between his teeth. One of Grell's sugar knots, laced with clack beer. He bit down on the sugar knot so hard his teeth crushed the candy inside.
Give him a little time.
Easy for her to say. His arm felt as if it had swollen to triple its normal size, but when he opened his eyes, he found he was mistaken. It was only double. Gradually, the pain began to ebb a bit, becoming a deep, prickly feeling that began at the skin and penetrated all the way to the marrow. Jig grabbed his sword with his left hand. He used it like one of Grell's canes to push himself to his feet.
See, I told you he'd be fine. So, tell us how you plan to get through this battle, oh heroic one.
Jig scowled and sucked on the crushed remains of his sugar knot. He had been wondering the exact same thing.
Well?
Well what?
When do we attack?
Jig turned back to the pit, trying to flex his arm. His hand and wrist twitched a bit. He spotted Braff watching him. Now that Jig knew what to look for, he saw past the slack-jawed expression to the way Braff's eyes shifted from Jig to the other goblins to the pit and back, watching for threats from either side.
Braff, what's the best way to stir up a big wasp hive?
Braff grinned and fished a rock out of his trousers.
How many rocks are you carrying down there?
Don't ask. I'm fine as long as I don't sit down.
Braff slipped past Jig and hefted the rock.
Who do you want me to hit first?
Jig pointed to a bubble on the far side of the pit.
No, wait.
Why bother throwing rocks when Vika could use her magic to shoot them across? Jig glanced around, searching the shadows. Vika was gone. So was Slash.
What is it?
Nothing. Wait for my signal to throw. The rest of you, back into the darkness. We don't want to reveal our numbers yet. Braff might be able to hit two or three pixies before they figure out where the rocks are coming from. They'll send up a few to investigate, and we'll draw them into the tunnel. They'll hate it in here, and they can't maneuver as well.
Jig raised his sword and backed into the shadows.
Do it!
Braff's rock arced through the air toward the silver bubbles on the far wall. The rock hit one and stuck. Nothing happened. Jig glanced at Braff, who shrugged. Eventually, another of the two-winged pixies flew up to investigate the rock. This one was orange in color. He glanced up, then back at the bubble. With both hands, he pried the rock free and dropped it into the pit. He gave a signal to warn the pixies below to watch out for falling rock.
Tough nest.
Yes, it is.
The pixie was already descending toward a lower cluster of bubbles. Movement up above drew Jig's attention. Apparently, one of the pixies up on the bridge had noticed something. He started to fly lower, in the general direction of Braff and the others.
Can you hit him?
Braff produced another rock. The pixie tried to spin out of the way, but he was too slow. Purple sparks exploded as the pixie spiraled downward, his light fading. Two more pixies hopped off the bridge, searching for their attacker. These were the four-winged pixies, who seemed to be the warriors and guards. Jig could see the ogres peering down as well.
Them two?
Another rock flew. This time the pixies managed to dodge, though the rock did hit an ogre on the shoulder. The ogre didn't appear to notice. One of the pixies pointed toward Braff.
Get him!
The enslaved ogres leaped from the bridge and began to plummet into the pit.
Nobody ever said ogres were bright.
That was when the first of the ogres spread her wings. On Jig's shoulder, Smudge grew so hot he began to glow.
Unfair!
Jig counted four ogres, circling lower on enormous black wings. Bat wings? The pixies had been hunting giant bats, trying to capture them alive. Somehow they had grafted the wings onto the ogres, creating flying ogres. Similar to what Pinny had done to create the snake guardian with too many heads and no tail.
Weren't ogres scary enough already?
The first ogre reached the tunnel. Jig and Braff leapt away to avoid a spear thrust. Braff threw another rock, which bounced off the ogre's wing with no apparent effect. The ogre stabbed again.
Are you hurt?
She missed me. I landed on my rocks, that's all.
Beyond the tunnel, the ogre dropped out of sight. Another appeared from above, armed with a large club. He hovered for a moment. Jig's sword dropped as he rolled out of the way. Arrows spilled from his quiver, and he nearly squashed Smudge.
Sorry.
Jig tried to scoop Smudge off his shoulder, but the little fire spider was too terrified, not to mention too hot, for Jig to move. Sucking his blistered finger, Jig turned his attention back to the ogre. He peeled away from the cave to be replaced by yet another. Jig gathered his fallen arrows.
They can't get into the tunnel with those wings. Their wingspan is too great, and if they stop flapping, they'll fall. Braff, get back! They can't come in after us!
The new ogre scowled. He couldn't reach Braff or Jig, but he did manage to use his spear to drag his companion's club back out of the tunnel. Jig cursed himself for not throwing it out of range. They could have disarmed at least one of the ogres.
Well, this is an amusing little standoff. What next?
The ogre with the club returned. This time, a bright green pixie warrior rode her shoulder.
Rock!
Braff fumbled for a stone, but the pixie was faster. He flew into the tunnel and pointed. Braff fell, fumbling at his boots. The pixie turned to Jig. Jig grabbed his sword and prepared to charge, already knowing he couldn't get there fast enough. But before Jig had taken a single step, the pixie clawed at his shoulder. Smoke spiraled as the pixie fell to the ground, where he yanked a tiny dart from his shoulder and flung it away. Jig ran up and kicked the pixie. He slammed into the wall and slid to the ground. Grop hurried to retrieve the dart.
That's mine. I use it back at the lair. The others blame it on wasps. If you tie a thin line to the dart, you can yank it away before they swat at it and nobody knows.